That's right. The Drive is live on a Reaction Monday, but it is also a Game Day Monday as Clint Sterner is in the building. He's eating lightly salted almonds, so you know what time it is.
A Blue Diamond.
Tyler's in the building.
Y'all know what Blue Diamond I'm talking about.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. And it's the Houston Texans, the Battle of the Lone Star State. And we got you covered right here. It is a quick show. We get done just a little after 4 o'clock, so stay with us, and we'll hand this thing off to Vandy and John Harris and the like as they will take over to get you ready for Monday Night Football between the Houston Texans and Dallas Cowboys, where you can listen to it live right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, I wanted to go in a couple of directions here, but the way you just spoke, and I'm seeing it up on the text line too, they lost to the freaking Jets. The Jets sucked. And then you just said you get a little nervous about how confident that you are. I was about to say, now when you said that, I'm thinking to myself, maybe I'm a little too confident. Maybe I'm a little too confident in this thing, because every stat you look at, the Cowboys, they are in the top 10, and it is number 10. In one category, in everything they do offensively or defensively, and it is passing yards per game. Well, that was with Dak Prescott, so I think you can kind of change the thought of that thing. That they, the numbers would suggest they are an awful football team.
What's your point?
One of the worst football teams in all of the National Football League, Jerry. They're just awful. I mean, offensively, defensively, and the Texans should beat the brakes off of them. Should absolutely and will beat the brakes off of them. I mean, Clint, barring injury, and people out there, maybe you could tell me if you think I'm off or give me a reason. I can't see the Texans losing this game barring some sort of significant injury. I watched the Detroit Lions turn the ball over 5 times last week on the road against a quality opponent in the Texans. They still won. Like even when I hear that, it is hard for me to get to a place to see the scenario, Clint, in which the Texans lose to the Dallas Cowboys tonight. And maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I need to pull back a little bit. I can't see it.
Well, look, I don't want to see it, but I mean, unfortunately, given what we've watched this year, I mean. Yeah, I mean, I could see this being a one score game in the fourth quarter, the Cowboys having a shot. Yeah, if Bobby Slowick goes back to being aggressive, and C.J. Stroud goes back to holding the football, and this offensive line is putting a position, we're looking at giving up 8 or 9 sacks in a game, and with Micah Parsons doing the damage, it could be turnovers, it could be sack fumbles, it could be ugly. If they go out there and do, like I said before, if they go out there and they take that same game plan, that same approach that they did against Detroit, it will not be a game by halftime. If you go out there and you try to do what you did the first 9 weeks simply because you got Nico Collins back and you had a little success last week and you want CJ to get back to himself and having that confidence and letting it rip, then I could see them letting teams, lesser teams, compete with them, yes.
I can't see it, and it's a primetime game. The Texans can lay an egg.
Cowboys.
Someone texted in the Ravens lost to the Browns. They did. I just don't think you understand how bad the Cowboys are. Like this version of the Cowboys, and not that they're just bad, but they have a cool ass element of quit in them. Like they're a group that will shut it down in this piece. And I know Jameis Winston is crazy as all get out, but he is no comparison to Cooper Rush.
They're one with water.
In terms of what can hurt you and what you have. He's just Jameis is crazy as hell. Now, if Jameis was playing in this game instead of Cooper Rush, then I can make myself figure out a way that it can let him get away from me. They are awful at everything that you do. I can't see it. If we come in here, Clinton, it's a one score game in the fourth quarter tomorrow, I'm going to be in here I'm going to be befuddled on what this team is.
It isn't on my schedule.
Well, I mean,
I mean, I,
It should not be. It absolutely should not be. It would be criminal if we are. It's unacceptable if we are. But the truth of the matter is, when you look at how this team has played, particularly on the offensive side of the football, it could bite them in the ass if they don't approach this thing the right way.
Yeah, I mean, I like someone said, Micah Parsons getting loose. I hear that, and I think that is an issue. He'd have to get real loose.
Bad MF-er.
I just read where CeeDee Lamb's questionable.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's questionable. He got to get real loose. Like, real loose, he got to score a couple of touchdowns. I'm sorry. I know you all can't see this. That's not working for me at all, Ryan Clark. That is not working for me whatsoever.
Terrible.
He's getting more bold with these outfits every show they do.
I'm sorry, man. He's
doing too much.
This is D-Wade.
Oh,
D-Wade aggressiveness. I'm sorry.
I just got a glimpse of it.
To describe it, he has a double-breasted suit on. One side is all, like, just navy, and the other side is a plaid navy, and the jacket is coming across together. I am sorry. I know the radio rules. You're not supposed to stop traffic for this, but this is like that time Clint saw Kelly Clarkson for the first time in a long time. This just stopped me in my tracks.
See,
this
Kelly.
Is, I mean, I
hashtag I doing been, too much.
I have been able to go with Ryan when he wears the solid same color. When I've seen him come up there, and he looks like a school bus in all yellow, straight up and down. But this is taking a stab too far on this thing. I'm sorry. That just caught me off guard. Real quick to let you know, injury stuff, as Clint talked about, CeeDee Lamb is questionable in this game, potentially in this game already. What we know right now, the Texans have ruled out Will Anderson Jr. and Foley Fatakasi, as well as Blake Fisher. So their swing tackle that plays either side is out for this game with a concussion. Foley and Will Anderson, two of their best guys up front, shouldn't matter. Kamari Lassiter, he is questionable, Clint, with a concussion. He practiced the other day. We'll see what happens when they get to the game. And then Jeff Okuda has just officially been reinstated, as well as Mario Edwards has been elevated and brought back up to the team. So some out, some in. So that is the latest here for the Texans in terms of guys that they'll have back for this game.
Well, Jeff Okuda being back is big, even though he is questionable. That's big. I mean, it gives you a little bit of an insurance policy if Kamari Lassiter can't go, if that concussion actually holds him out of game or allows him to play. It, Jeff Okuda being that insurance policy right there would be nice, that cover defender spot. So assuming he can go, assuming he's full go, I would expect there not to be much of a drop-off from Kamari Lassiter to Jeff Okuda as it pertains to ability to cover. Now, the physicality coming downhill, I think there's probably a little different play style there. But from a cover perspective, I would think Jeff Okuda would be a big plus.
Yeah, I've said this, like, Kamari Lassiter is one to really get back, that you want to really get back, especially for the stretch run, especially when they start running against better offenses. They're playing against a crappy offense tonight. But I want to see Jeff Okuda get a good amount of run.
Yeah.
I want to see if they've got a third corner. You get, because right now I think they've got two guys that you feel comfortable with covering. That probably means even if you like to use Kamari Lassiter or Stingley as a blitzer, you may not be able to because you don't want to, put somebody else in the back end having to cover. There's a lot of different things that go with having multiple guys you feel comfortable with in the secondary cover. And if Jeff Okuda can add that will be big. All right, Clint, it is Texans Cowboys, and I feel like we thought this was going to have a different feel when the schedule came out. And we know a lot of Cowboys and Texans fans work. Many of you listening right now, you might be at work right now sitting next to a Cowboy fan that you talk trash to. But how this thing has gone and what the Cowboys are bringing in there, hell, who knows? CeeDee Lamb might slide out of this game. Is there still bragging rights with this thing? Clint will answer that. Everybody else too. 713-572-4610. Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. Is there still, are you still feeling like there's bragging rights in there, even though this game looks a lot different than we had initially thought it would?
Yes, I think there's bragging rights there. Not near what we thought that it was going to be. I thought there was going to be, you know, fights at watch parties types of bragging rights going on. I thought this was going
to get physical.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought we were looking at one of the best NFC football teams and one of the best AFC football teams squaring off on Monday Night Football, and this was going to be for all the bragging rights in the state. But the reality of it is we're not getting two of the NFL's top teams. We're not getting two of the NFL's top quarterbacks.
You know,
this is not a potential Super Bowl matchup, no matter which way you look at it anytime soon. And if you look at it right now, this is where it goes to like ultimate bragging rights. Like, I think Cowboy fans have already quit on it. I think, and I'm talking about as it pertains to this matchup and bragging rights.
Really acting like they don't care about it.
Oh, they don't care. You know why? We ain't got our quarterback anyway, man. It doesn't matter. Not you're not a good football team, but oh, we don't have no Dak, so the outcome really doesn't matter. So I think Cowboy fans have already quit on it. And if we're being completely honest, the only team that's got anything to play for and any reason to go out and win this football game is the Houston Texans. So I do think they're bragging rights, but I think they're all for us here in Houston. I think it's all about, yeah, we whooped that ass. Y'all may have been down, you may not have Dak, but we whooped that ass, and we did it on our way to getting right and making a run in the playoffs. It ain't our fault y'all stink. It ain't our fault that you got your quarterback hurt, kind of deal. I just don't think Dallas has much to care about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think that's what they're telling themselves.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I mean, that's typical, right? I mean, you're a bad football team and the Texans come to town, and yeah, I mean, it's easy. Right now they got an easy out to just say, this ain't our year, man. Well, it doesn't matter what happens.
Black Greg coming in. I'm for sure talking trash to my homies who are Cowboy fans. Hell yes, the bragging rights are in play. No longer the preseason hype to it, but all the talk is for the talking. No, listen, hell yeah it is. I mean, I would talk all kind of smooth trash because you know what they're going to do if they do win, because they're going to talk. It don't matter right now. It don't matter right now, but let them fool around and try to find a way to win this game.
There it was. Glory hole.
They're probably real quiet right now because they know what's happening. They know their team has trailed in five straight home games by 20-plus points. Nobody's ever done that. They know that. They know that's happened. And they know they got a feeling on what is going to be in their face coming up tonight.
Weak-ass Cowboys.
That's the deal, is right? Like, the Texans, like, that's... Like, you should, you got to handle this team, because if you don't, then, like, I mean, now, like, this is bigger than you, the players out there.
Well,
this is for your fans.
Yeah, the Texans are the only team in this fight tonight that have anything to play for. That's what I'm saying. Like, if the Cowboys lose, it's going to be ho-hum, whatever. But boy, if the Texans lose, it's going to be a rough one for the fans. It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough as hell if this.
You ain't lying. It was coming in like, hey, who's got the better quarterback?
Sexy, wasn't it?
Right. Who's going to have the better quarterback coming into the year? Like, Dak finished second in the MVP race, and CJ was on a rocket going up that quarterback list. Probably both of them have played below the level they thought they were going to play this year.
Absolutely.
So but Dak worse, and Dak's now hurt with a hamstring off the bone. By the way, he had that surgery, so. Good for him. And then the teams you thought was going to be, who was going to be the best? Like, we already know who the best team is in Texas, and we already know right now who's got the best quarterback. Right, even no matter what happens tonight, we already know the thing on that. Yeah, so go ahead and talk y'all trash.
Must win for the Texans?
Absolutely.
Tyler, must win for the Texans?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess it's a must win, right?
I absolutely think it is.
I mean, yes.
Absolutely.
Technically, it's not, because they'd be 6-5 and still in the playoffs.
6-5, 4 of your last 5, and what it means for your young quarterback.
But yes, if it isn't like they're done, yes, it's a must win. All right, it's not like the Bengals last night. The Bengals last night was a must win. They gotta be sick, man. They're finding ways to lose games. Did you see Herbert for the first time?
Yes. Wow. I mean, the beautiful thing about
that damn Jim Harbaugh, man, that son of a gun, dude. They got their worst players.
They're not as explosive, and so their quarterback isn't expected to go out there. And Josh Allen is way to touchdowns, and Josh Allen is way to being successful. Not Josh this year, previously, and so now you're protecting your quarterback a little bit. He's being a little bit more conservative, and boy, was he! I mean, I didn't watch the whole game. I saw four throws last night that were like wow throws, like big time wow throws.
And he's being smart with the ball. He's not putting it.
Holy cow!
Yeah, he has the wow throws, but they're not mixed in with the, as you said, Josh Allen, your way to the some of the craziness. And he got healthy. He's running that thing too.
Yeah, yeah. When you get a dude that talented, right? It's hard to not just go out there and overly be aggressive, but that gets you beat. Josh proved that. I mean, hell, he Justin Herbert proved that. Look out, man. I mean, that's going to be a tough team to deal with.
No, yeah. No, they are. They look good. Held on to Joe Burrow and them coming back. That defense, well, they just struggling over there. From the text line, I'm hosting a watch party tonight, and I'll be the only Texan fan there. Looking forward to it. You ought to be in there talking mad.
Hopefully you put a stage right next to the TV so you can stand on that stage and have
Let's get it on, baby.
I'm the worst in that, boy. Let me be confident right there. I'm the worst in that. Yeah.
Is that my boy Ron?
We lost Dan Jones. Is that what you point to?
Yeah.
Not to death. God, man. I feel like his relationship's on the rocks now.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, Kate can't be with some scrub.
No, she can't. You can't. Like, Kate can't date Daniel Jones if Tommy DeVito is taking
him. If you look at them two pictures over on the TV right now, you got Daniel Jones, you got Tommy DeVito. If you look at them two pictures over, who do you think's Kate's going after?
I would hope neither.
That jaw's got such strength.
No, DeVito's got Kate written all over him.
I don't think so. She likes the strength of Dan. Dan looks like he might put a sweater and tie it around his neck.
Strong chin.
Over a button-up shirt. Why is Michael Irvin doing that now? Michael Irvin is really running with the sweater and tied it up.
Guy over here in Mega always does.
Yeah. He looks more like a guy that would do that. Mike's lost me with that look right there. But Dan Jones looks like he would do that. All right, coming up as we continue, remember tomorrow, Texans Ticket Tuesday. Right here all throughout the day, chance to win front row seats in the bullpen for Sunday's game it's not the Jags. They play the Jags on the road coming up. I believe it'll be against the Titans. I'm guessing that would be the case there since they've already played the Jags at NRG against the Tennessee Titans. Boy, y'all trying to, Ron Burgundy, you know I just read what's on the sheet there. I'm going to read what's on the sheet there.
I don't read it. I just get the copy and put it in.
I know you didn't do it. I know who did it. I know who did it. But the Tennessee Titans game, I'm guessing, pair of front row seats coming up. So be ready for tomorrow's Ticket Tuesday right here all day on Sports Radio 610. All right, some Houston Astros news. We told you last week that they have a big announcement. We'll let you know what that announcement is. And somebody better have a night tonight. Somebody better have a night tonight. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in on a Reaction Monday as we get you set and ready for the big Monday Night Football game, third straight primetime game for the Houston Texans. This time they will take on the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry World, who had himself a heck of a weekend, as we'll get into it, I'm sure, at some point, with that great, great fight the other night, that Friday night. Fantastic day for Netflix and that fight. We'll get to that in a bit. But some news with the Houston Astros. They announced the new ballpark naming rights. Daikin Park. No more Minute Maid. The juice box is done. Now I see a lot of people calling it what, the ice box? The cooler?
The ice box.
The fridge?
All right. I can get down with the ice box.
If feel like that's where people are leaning, especially if it was the juice box. But Daikin, Daikin Park, it'll take some time to get used to. Feel bad. I feel like I'm going to slip up and say Minute Maid a couple of times.
That's all right, man. Everybody know what you're talking about.
That's the one thing I you know, obviously I ain't going to fault them. You know, you making that money. They make a ton of money with these new deals, with naming rights deals. Yep. But I do just miss a lot of stadiums just having the same name. Like a name that you know is going to be there. How many names has NRG just been to? Just Reliant and NRG?
Yes.
Yeah, and snuck another one in there. When I was in Nashville, Clint, that stadium had multiple names. It was Adelphia. It was LP Field. It was Nissan Stadium.
Is it still Nissan?
I think it's still Nissan.
Yeah.
Hey, it ain't been there that long. They just changing the hell out of that thing. But this is the third one here, right? Enron, Minute Maid, and now Daikin. And it's just fun to say.
Yeah, I can get down with it. I can get down with I think Daikin Park sounds good. And I can damn sure get down with the icebox. I like that. Maybe we ought to just shorten it up as the box, just that way. That way you can get any kind of in the next sponsor, maybe some kind of box. Roll with it. But icebox, I like it. I like it. Boner
alert. If you said just the box, I'm thinking just vagina. What I was thinking.
Well, for once, that's not where my mind went.
Yeah, I could tell the way you were saying it repeatedly, and I could see your face. It wasn't. You didn't think of the box like I think some other people were thinking of the box.
They watched the porn.
Some people at text line talking about. I still call it Reliant. used to call it, but. That's the news there as the Astros change the stadium name and naming rights go to Daikin. No longer Minute Maid Park. I think they got to change the name of that street too. And I think it's Minute Maid Way or something on the way in there. So might be Daikin Way at this point now. But that is the latest there with the Astros. All right, coming up in this game tonight, Clint. Like there's one person in particular I'm looking at, and listen. I've washed my hands into trying to make this person into something that he is not. And I think I felt guilty. I'm guilty of trying to do it. I think many of you are trying to do it and just doing it just because of, you know, the things that surround him, like him being the highest paid player on the team and him being the most accomplished player on the team. And him, in many cases, while he's been here, been ranked in terms of your best player at the top or one or two. And Laremy Tunsil's not a leader.
Hello.
That's just not his bag. I know he's tried to. I think he's got that C on his chest. I know he's tried to. But for me, Clint, especially tonight, he may run into Micah Parsons. He may run into whatever. Like, listen, I've understood. He's not going to be the guy that lifts the rest of the offensive line. He's not going to be the guy that is going to be the leader in the locker room or anything like that, or the guy that you turn to pull you through. But damn it, what I do expect is that he handles his business on the field in terms of protecting the passer. And that to me, this game and the rest of the way, I like, listen, he ain't going to be a leader. That's not who I'm turning to. But damn it, you can't be getting beat by 41 last week. I'm not even going to give him his name. I don't even know if we know his name. What did you say his name was?
Parham is his last name.
Is it Parham?
I think. I don't know. I'm not taking the time to look that up.
41 shouldn't be beating you. I don't know if there's a 41 in the league right now that I would say is good enough. Shouldn't be beating you. All right? That's my – and even if Micah Parsons – I watched Micah Parsons multiple years match up against Trent Williams and not do anything against him. All right, that's my expectation. Not that you're going to lead them through. You're not leading them through the tunnel or any of that. But on the field, your spot is sewed up. And that Titus Howard in a position of trying to take the ball away from C.J. Stroud because you've just turned somebody loose coming around you. And you can't stay offside or stop jumping offside or lining up correctly. The rest of the way, including tonight, that's all I'm asking for. On the field, be Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, what is Laremy Tunsil? That's the question. That's the question. I mean, we've seen really good Laremy Tunsil. We've seen Laremy Tunsil allow a guy and a guy choose to rush over Laremy Tunsil and allow that guy to produce at a rate in which he earned AFC Player of the Week. Defensive Player of the Week, Josh Allen, Jacksonville Jaguars. We've seen that. I mean, it's happened. So, what is Laremy Tunsil? Is Laremy Tunsil going to play the whole game, or we going to take two or three series off? When you stumble sideways and roll your ankle a bit, or you know, are you going to toughen up and stay in there? Even with the fact that we don't have our swing tackle that can spell you for two or three series, you know, what Laremy Tunsil do we get? I think I'm interested to see that. I think one thing about this game that I'm interested in seeing is how often Micah Parsons decides to go out there on Laremy Tunsil, because this is a game where really if you're going to pay Laremy Tunsil the money that you pay him, and he's going to earn that money on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays, you would like to think that Micah Parsons would go out there and be like, hell no, I'm going to go over here and get some of Titus, or I'm going to get inside and get these young guys that are inexperienced. But be honest with you, Laremy Tunsil's play this year, I don't think it's going to run off Micah Parsons too much. I'm anxious to see how much Micah Parsons actually chooses to rush from Laremy Tunsil's side of the field.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get him. Because, I mean, Clint, like I said, he is chosen, or their defense has in the past, to go up against Trent Williams when they play the Niners. I've watched him line up on that side and Trent Williams handling the best left tackle in the game. And that's just my thing is, someone text in, Ron, thanks for finally opening up your eyes about Tunsil. I've never been high on him. Why is he still on the team? Well, he's still on the team because of what the thought is that he does on the field. Like, my eye, it ain't finally open. I've always thought he was that guy. Now the thing is, he is slipping, Clinton, and it's becoming more evident from game to game that he ain't the guy that he was in terms of being able to hold up in pass protection. He ain't the guy that, like Laremy Tunsil, he has had moments, but not just, as you said, that guy's in a track stance and just absolutely.
Most biggest part of the game, guys in a track stance we ain't never heard of and runs right by him. And then we're talking about getting off the ball late. I've had a snap issue.
Yeah, that's the thing is, to me, that's enough. Like, on the field, be the guy, because they didn't pay him the highest. They didn't give him two contracts that made him the highest paid offensive lineman in the sport because of his leadership skills.
Right.
They gave it to him because of what he does off the field. And that's what I need to see tonight and the rest of the way. We shouldn't hear problems coming from the left side of the field. All right, coming up, We get out a little bit early, so let's get our Mad Dog player picks in right now. So it'll be a little Mad Dog Tuesday tomorrow, and I'll be damn sure. I know we drinking Mad Dog tomorrow, but we'll get our Mad Dog player picks in. And some other news, the Daikin new naming rights is not the only big news around the city. There is more. We'll discuss that coming up next.
It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Mad Dog Monday picks coming up. First time we get to do it on a Monday. Let's see, what do we have that people... Clint can't use Tank Dell anymore. Or Steph Diggs.
That's right.
Same goes for me.
Damn it, man. That really, really backfired on that. I was really saving that Steph Diggs until he got hurt. But everything else is up for grabs, so it'll be interesting. We'll do that coming up here in just a bit on this Reaction Monday. But also remember, it is a game day Monday here as the Texans look to move to 7-4 and break this little two-game slide in Dallas, in Jerry World, coming up. Before we get to our Mad Dog picks, I would like to say that it was announced yesterday, Beyonce, that this Christmas Day game on Netflix is not just the biggest game, home game of the season. I would say that before we looked at the schedule. I'd say that that Ravens game was the biggest home game, the team that knocked you out last year and beat you twice. And that you knew probably be at the top of the AFC, although they've lost four games now that they lost yesterday. But that's the biggest home game of the year. It's on Christmas Day. Should be a packed house.
Strat House.
And it's really going to be a packed house now because they've announced that Beyonce will perform at halftime of the game on Christmas Day. Kind of similar to Dolly Parton, I believe, performed at the half at the Dallas game on Thanksgiving last year. Beyonce getting that audience, and Netflix is going for it to get up Beyonce there. And I just want to say that Beyonce has kind of messed up my plans.
Why is that?
I'm going to try to, you know, usually the whole fam comes here to me. And we thought, hey, Court's like, I really I enjoyed going to the game last year.
Let me guess, you're going to try to get 10 suites, 10 tickets in the suite?
No.
Hold on, so.
Eight. But I just, like, the plan. I was literally coming this week. I knew I had some, I was really coming this week to try to jump in and see if I can get eight. You know, I can get myself in for free, but, you know, Courtney and Ronald and Lauren and Nicholas. Three for the grandparents, brother-in-law coming in. I thought we, you know, get eight to come in. I think I feel like there ain't gonna be eight tickets to spare for with Beyonce coming on Christmas Day now.
Well, I mean, like, look,
I'm gonna ask.
I mean, just go and buy some tickets, man. It's Christmas. It's your family, man.
Let's not get crazy. I mean,
it is the season of giving.
Biggest home game of the season with Beyonce at halftime. And this guy's going to go in there and chew up eight tickets.
At least hit up and see what, you know, what it is. You know, closed mouths don't get fed. Now, I'm going to at least ask. Now, I'm going into it understanding it's a long shot. Here, I just need eight. And if
just.
And I could honestly.
It's probably going to be a pretty. Big client game, too.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think she messed up my plans. Now, it would maybe only be seven if Nicholas hadn't grown so much. And we can pass him for two. But I don't think we can pass him for two anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you can pass him for two. I felt terrible trying to pass, which I didn't do it on purpose, passing Liv for two. And that was damn near a year ago.
She felt terrible?
She was 25 months on a plane.
Oh, that's a win. That's 1 month. She's still
breaking the rules, right?
Yeah, whatever.
The showman.
No, I paid four on the way home.
That's hot, man. That's silly of you. Damn it. I saw that announced yesterday. I told Courtney, I said, boy, I don't know if we're going to be able to get to that game. After that one.
I mean, you can. You can buy some tickets.
Like I said, I told Courtney, I don't know if we're going to be able to get to that game. I mean, eight's a little strong. I feel like maybe I could get away with maybe three or four. Eight's probably like what Tony Gwynn did. Just ignored me. But, I mean, I'm going to ask. And you never know. You never know. God may have stepped in and said, this is your time, Ron. I got eight for you.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers.
You're
going to
put somebody in a bad spot. You're going to put somebody in a spot to have to tell you no, and you can't take your family.
They can just tell me no. But
yeah,
you're right,
most weeks I can't even get one extra one.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
I've been here. This is year six. I don't think I've used eight total. In fact, I've only used two, I think.
Oh, I've done it.
I've only used two.
I've used four.
Total. I did 10 once. I've probably done it.
Yeah, I mean, you take advantage of it and screw it up for the rest of us. I'm sure you will.
That's not screwing it up.
I'm sure
you could do it.
I guess I'll just watch this on TV.
You could get your wife.
I mean, if my wife and my oldest daughter want to go to Beyonce, she's not going to be able to
your
wife, be able to
your
because
kids,
you're eating up eight tickets.
You could get big draws, could get a ticket. You could get all them tickets. Nah. You just don't. You probably don't want to get them.
But big draws.
Big draws. That's my favorite. That's my favorite Clint friend nickname. Oh, big draws. No, I'm go ahead. So, you know, Aaron, if you're listening,
eight. How do you do it with a straight face?
Easy.
Email.
No. Email. Email's easy to dismiss. I'm going into with my face.
What do you say?
Hey, Aaron, I say the words. Hey, Aaron, just looking, man. I know you. No, we got some games. I wanted to check out that.
I just wanted to check.
Just want to check, see if I can get a few. Now, listen. If you can't, this is the one. If you can't do it, don't break it.
Only if it's possible.
But I just, like, okay. Just, you know, my in-laws, my mom coming into town, and kids just, you know, Christmas. Going to see if we can just come out to the game.
Only if you can.
Courtney really
don't go out of your way for this.
Loves Beyonce. Yeah. Like, don't, like, if you can't, just let me know. If you can't do it, seriously.
It'll be totally fine. Let me know.
It's no big deal. Straight face.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
it really isn't a big deal if they tell me no. It's not going to stop me from not asking.
Here's the right thing to do. It's especially with Beyonce.
By the way, two for two.
Here's the best thing to do, especially with Beyonce, actually. To be there.
Three for three. Got those tickets all three times.
Hey, Court, I can only get you and your brother tickets. What I want you to do is leave the kids with the grandparents. We'll see them early in the morning. We'll see them when we get home. I want you and your brother to let your hair down a little bit and enjoy the game and enjoy Beyonce.
Yeah, but you don't. That's not how you negotiate. I'm going to start with eight. Now, if they tell me they can come down, then we maybe go in a different direction. I'm going to start with the eight, damn it. Now, listen, like I said, Aaron, if you can't do it, I get it. Just letting you know.
Hold on, so.
Understand it's Christmas. Understand it's Beyonce. Sure, people going to want to go out there now. People at the men's clinic probably want to get up there and get tickets. Probably not. But no, I'm just.
Yeah, I mean, what, two biggest games, the biggest game last year, Kansas City.
How pissed are you going to be if I pull this off?
Oh, I don't. I mean, I'm good with it. I mean, unless one of my clients can't get in because you got eight people up there. That'd be my only problem.
All right, let's do our Mad Dog picks. Tyler, go ahead. Who you got this week? I think you're leading the pack right now. Who you got this week? Mad Dog Monday, Texans at Cowboys.
That's right. And I'm going to be the first of us right here to have a third player I will no longer be able to select. Because for the second time this year, I'm going with the running back. I'm going with Joe Mixon. Loved what Clint had to say earlier. Just solidified my selection. I'd already kind of worked over in my mind hearing Clint talk about how the Texans are going to aim to run the ball down the throats of the Cowboys tonight at AT&T Stadium. Couldn't agree more. So I'm going Joe Mixon.
That's a good one.
I thought you were going to go CJ because you've already gone CJ once, hadn't you?
Yeah, he has.
I thought you were going to go CJ, man.
I thought I wasn't allowed anymore.
No, you got him one more time. Who you got, Clint?
Mm.
Since I'm going to ask for the eight tickets, I'll go last. I could get a ninth. I could use the ninth.
I'm gonna go out on a little bit of a limb here. Oh, I can't go Tank Dell again, can I?
No, you can't. It's a limb you can't go out on.
I'll take Nico Collins.
Thought somebody was going to maybe go John Metchie today.
You'll do that against Baltimore or
no,
Kansas
I like
City.
John. I like John. That's got a Damian Pierce kind of appeal to it to me. I'm going to use mine. I'm going C.J. Stroud, baby. I'm going C.J. Stroud. I got two C.J. Strouds. I'm not buying that Mad Dog tomorrow. I'm going C.J. Stroud. They said he's got to cut it loose. He's got to be himself. They've been on him all week. They've been trying to pump him up to let him know he is the greatest. And I think there's going to be a lot of play action to roll through. As long as, like, this, if I'm going to tell you this right now. Now, listen, I think Bobby Slowick, and we'll talk about it in a bit. I think the blame game on Bobby Slowick has been a bit strong. But if Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud don't double move Diggs at least one time
you don't
tonight.
Get one junior high double move.
Oh, but this is the
old hitch and go.
I haven't seen a corner this aggressive since Marcus Peters. If they don't double move him at least one time tonight, like this is one of those let me holler at you at the 50 type moments. Somebody at some point tonight, the ultra aggressive Diggs, if they don't double move him with somebody tonight. But I think C.J. Stroud has a big one. So I'm going C.J. Clint is going Nico Collins on his first game back, and then Tyler is rolling with Joe Mixon. This is good competition right here, baby. The three best players on the offense. This is good competition right here. The loser, whoever's player has the worst game of the three. Whoever's player has the worst game of the three has to go and buy the Mad Dog for tomorrow. And we'll be drinking it tomorrow. All right, coming up, a couple of things to look at in this game with some of the top players that the Texans have, their impact tonight. We'll discuss that coming up next.